Willkommen in der Sprechzeit, dem Mittendrin-Podcast zu Themen und Entwicklungen, die unsere Gäste bewegen. Heute bei uns zu Gast Fernando León, alias Fellion, Street-Art-Künstler aus den Niederlanden, der das Wandgemälde Clean Future zum Tag der Erde unter den drei Brücken entworfen hat, das die Color Cubes in seiner Corona-bedingten Abwesenheit umsetzten. Für Sie am Mikro Nuria Rojas Castañeda. Das Interview werden wir auf Englisch führen. Hallo Fernando León. The pandemic didn't hide you from creating a project with the artist group Color Cubes based in Kassel. You exchanged via video chat. And how was the feeling cooperating with long distance and what did you learn?
For me, it was a really special experience to work with the people from Color Cubes. I think the biggest challenge was that normally I'm a really big control freak. And I like to experience my art to have control about everything. And of course, with the people from Color Cubes, we decided that they painted the wall and I controlled it by video chat. And this is, of course, letting control go a lot. So it was a nice learning experience for me. But I think the people did a really professional job from Color Cubes. It was I was amazed by seeing how easy it went, and I'm really happy with the result also.
And would you repeat working in group with long distance, or wouldn't you?
I think it's a really good solution for crazy times like this with a pandemic that you can still invite art from all over the world and in a place where the artist actually is not there. So for sure I would do it over.
And you were born in Colombia and you live in the Netherlands. There you studied graphic design and illustration, and since 2016 you work as a full-time illustrator and mural artist. My question is, when did you decide to go this way, and when did you find your own style in art, if you can say it?
I think, to be honest, my biggest education is doing graffiti. I do graffiti since I'm 15 years old. So I do this more than 10 years now. And because of this hobby, I actually started graphic design and illustration. And also because of graffiti, I am always working on developing my style. I think this is my biggest influence of my art.
And what is the most important thing for you in your own work?
The most important thing for me is, I think, freedom and fun. I really enjoy transforming a boring thing like a gray wall or a boring news article into a funky, colorful illustration or mural. So I also make illustrations for the newspaper. So that's why a lot of times when I get asked for a project, it's because at that moment it's boring and they need some color. So if you know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw your graffitis, I thought... I also read about that you're very known for minimalism in color palette. And would you say that they are in contrast to your funky characters and scenarios?
So you mean the minimal color palette?
Yes, yes.
I think this is really important for me because I really like to make my designs complicated and busy, but at the same time it's really important for me that it's readable and minimalistic. So the only way to keep it this way is to don't use like 20 colors or something. So when I use 5 colors, I can put a lot of themes and a lot of details in it and it's still really readable.
Well, you are already said that you create outside as indoor. You also design a lot of magazines and even bottles. What is your favorite media and why?
for sure, my favorite media is making murals. Mm. And this is what I forget sometimes when I'm having busy periods of work and I make a lot of illustrations. I think the best feeling after this is always when I'm outside painting a big mural, listening to some nice music, and then I really realize that this is what I love the most, painting.
You are an illustrator and artist, and what do you think is the most binding element between art and design?
The most binding element between art and design. What I really like about murals is that you really can get inspired by everything. So I had a graphic education, and I can use these elements again to bring it back on the wall. So in the end, it's all combined. Yeah.
I read also that you like to travel a lot. How does traveling inspire your art?
Especially in a crazy pandemic like this, I realized that when I sit, for example, a few months in my room, and I don't see a lot of different environments, it also kills creativity and my inspiration. And what I really love about, I think it's a natural feeling. What I really love about traveling is when you travel, my mind keeps on making new inspiration, new ideas. It's really important for an artist, I think, to see different environments, different countries, different cultures. Yeah.
And, well, your murals are and designs are in London, Barcelona, Kassel, Amsterdam, just to mention some of the locations. How do you design for a place? For example, for Kassel, how did you related your design to the place in Kassel, the Clean Future mural?
In Kassel, it took a bit more preparation. Normally when I travel, for me it's enough to see the wall and see the surroundings and then make a sketch fitting the surroundings. But of course in Kassel, because I could not be there live, they sent me really detailed measurements of the wall. So because of this, I could make the sketch on scale. And they could sketch it with the beamer. I think this was really important to for them also to make it like I try to search for the right words in English. How do I say this? Because I could not be there, I think it was really important that my sketch was on scale, that it was one-on-one. So because of this, we used a lot of details, yeah.
And how you would interpretate your mural in Kassel?
So it's a really big theme nowadays. Mm. Be it the climate, and that climate, of course, is not getting better. We are in a climate crisis. And what I wanted to do is not make, a depressing mural. So we all know it's quite a depressing subject. So I try to take some elements of the climate crisis, but use it in a mural which gets attention, that it looks like a fun mural. And of course, when you look better in the mural, you see some subjects about the climate crisis. So I think a mural is a really good method to get attention on this really important subject, but not make it too depressing. Yeah.
And which reactions you received after this project? What did the people say?
Yeah, I got really good reactions on the social media, but of course I think the real reactions are always when you paint and the people from the surroundings see And so, for example, people who live near the tunnel, they see maybe this tunnel for already 20 years. And then I think the biggest, most important reactions are always from the people living next to the wall. And this time I could not experience this. So it was, I was a little bit sad about this. But over here I get a lot of good reactions, yeah.
Yes, the color cubes told us to that the reactions were very positive, and everyone was quite interested in this design. I got another question, because when I saw the mural Clean Future, I saw that your characters are very active. They are acting and they mm-hmm. are doing something. Would you say that your characters are repeated in some of your murals, and they have you have one character?
Yeah, I think it happens to a lot of illustrators that they use some kind of the same figures, but I try to change them all the time. But of course, the basic shapes, I think it's more shapes that come back in every work I make. Yeah,
very interesting. What will be your next project, or on what are you working now?
Yeah, so because of the pandemic, I could not really travel anymore. So because of this, painting murals is a little bit on a break. Also because traveling now is it's not the best thing to help Corona. So right now I decided to focus on tattoos a lot. I also tattoo in a tattoo shop, and I'm really focusing on this and try to become a better tattoo artist.
Well, another media and another way to connect. So
yeah, cool. Exactly.
For us, the most important question: will you visit Kassel when it is possible again?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I really can't wait. The people from Color Cubes invited me a few times already after we did the project, but every time when I wanted to go, it was in the news again that they say it's better not to travel, and especially now when the restaurants and the bar are closed, it's not the most fun experience maybe, because I really like to celebrate a Finnish ball with a nice beer. So I wait for better times, and when the bars are open again, I for sure go to Kassel to see the wall.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, very cool. And also to experience the reaction to your
work. Yeah, exactly. So I really hope this is possible this year.
Yeah, well, I hope that in the next few months and the next years, we will see more of your art in Kassel. And in every part of the world.
Yeah, exactly. I was really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you the best, and thank you for the interview.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for having the talk with me, and have a nice day there.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.